This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
As Dak Prescott might say, here we go. Hour number two with the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great man Lonzo, out this week on a well-deserved vacation. My man Ben filling in for him over on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM, should you wish to be a part of the radio program. Multiple ways for you to do it. I want you to hit us up on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That is 844-326-3663. I want you to text us on the text line at 71307. 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. And we will read them on the air. I want you to shoot me a tweet at the Rob Brown Show on X. You can get at everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. If you want to come at us in that direction, you are welcomed and encouraged to. I would also love for you to jump on board the Ray Memorial. Oh, do me a favor. Oh, wait. There it is. There it is. The Ray Memorial Talk Hotline. Go to the Odyssey app. Okay, go to the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstates page, and like that page. And then once you go to the Odyssey app, once you go to the Fan Upstate page, I want you to look in the middle of said page, because you're going to see two buttons on that page. One of them says Listen Live. I want you to click on that button, and when you do, you can listen to the Fan Upstate 24/7, 365, anywhere that you have a connection and a speaker. And next to that Listen Live button, you're going to see a second button. It doesn't really look like much of a button, but it might be the most important button you'll push this week. I want you to click on that little circle button that has a microphone inside of it. You click on that little circle button that has a microphone inside of it, and it is going to pull up an option for you to record a 60-second voice message. You record that 60-second voice message, you slap your name onto it, you send it through, and it is going to come directly to this laptop sitting right here in front of me. And now, ordinarily, what I would do is I would say, hey, do me a favor. Send me the outstanding sports talk analysis from the most ball-knowing fan base in local sports talk radio. Send me your analysis, your takes, your deepest thoughts, whatever it is. Not this week. This week, it's rivalry week. This Saturday, in the middle of the day, the South Carolina Gamecocks will take on the Clemson Tigers live from Death Valley Memorial Stadium, Clemson, South Carolina, a pair of top 20 teams getting after it. If Clemson loses this game, they are likely out of an at-large playoff spot. If South Carolina wins this game and does so by a significant margin, perhaps the argument that a three-loss SEC team should have a chance gets a little bit more valid. This game matters a lot. This is, without a doubt, the most significant game that these two teams have played in a very long time. And by the way, it's not just the playoff spots that are on the line. The playoff spots, that's the easy stuff. That's the easy stuff. That's the obvious stuff. There's more on the line here that maybe isn't quite as obvious. There's more on the line. See, because whether you like it or not, Clemson fans, folks around the country are questioning whether or not you are still one of the title programs in college football. Whether you like it or not, people are questioning outside of Clemson, South Carolina, whether or not you are still worthy of being mentioned in the same breath as the Georgias and the Ohio States of the world. You win this game, it'll go a long way towards ending those discussions. You go out there and you knock off a South Carolina team that is stacked wins against multiple Southeastern Conference teams up and down the line in weeks gone by. And I think a lot of those questions get answered. On the flip side, Clemson, if you lose this game, I think you're going to start hearing a chorus around the great Palmetto State that you don't want to hear. That South Carolina has elevated themselves. That South Carolina is becoming the premier football institution in this great state. I think if you drop this game after what Carolina has done against A&M, after what Carolina has done against Mizzou, after what Carolina has done these last handful of weeks by winning four out of their last five games against top 25 opponents, after putting an image together that has the Gamecocks being mentioned on every college football broadcast, radio, television, podcast around the country. I think that if you lose this game, the opinion starts to shift a little bit, that maybe it is the Gamecocks who run this state. Maybe it is the South Carolina Gamecocks. See, because it's not just the dubs. It's the fact that, for instance, during that A&M game, I've told you this already, YouTube TV did not run commercials during that game. They just showed Willie B. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It looked like a nightclub. It looked like a party. The lights were going off at every break. The music was thumping in the background. There was no,
please turn your attention to the 20-yard line as we say thank you to Rob Robertson, the wonderful CEO of our local bank. Round of applause for Bob Robertson.
I didn't come here so those people could pat each other on the back, so these boosters could have their time in the sun. I came here to watch those 150 young men with helmets and shoulder pads on whoop some ass in the name of my school and or university. It looked like a nightclub. So they've already got the recruits all hot and bothered. They are stacking wins at this point. I think if you drop this game, the national conversation becomes, uh-oh, the Gamecocks are for real. They went into Clemson's house and took it from them. This game matters a lot in both directions. So I want you to go to the Odyssey app. I want you to go to that little circular microphone button in the middle of the page, and I want you to drop that absolute fire talk. I want you to tell me about why your rival sucks. I want you to tell me about why their head coach is a clown, why their cheerleaders are ugly, why the highest degree that they offer is coloring inside the lines. I want you to tell me why you hate them low-down, dirty, good-for-nothing snitches from the other side of the state. Go to the Odyssey app, click on the microphone button, and drop that talk. And let's have some fun. Let's play them on the air. You drop one today, it's getting played today. You drop one tonight, it's getting played tomorrow. You drop one tomorrow, I'm putting it on my social media. This is your opportunity to let the people hear every single deep, dark thought you have about the bad guys on the other side of the state. And by the way, for all of you that are listening right now that are not Clemson fans, that are not South Carolina fans, this is open to everybody. Bama fans, you want to tell me why Auburn sucks? Now's your time to do it. Auburn fans, you want to tell me why those redneck sister kissers from Tuscaloosa ain't worth nothing? Have at it. Have some fun. That's why we built this thing. That's why I checked this thing. That's why I present this thing to you now. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline on the Fan Upstate page on the Odyssey app and drop that 60 seconds of fire about the bad guys. All right? Hey, let's do the water cooler cheat sheet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, the text line is popping, son. We're going to come to those here in just a minute. The Ray Memorial Bleep Talk Hotline is open for you once you're using that as well. We'll get to all of that after we get your water cooler cheat sheet. Top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. Let's dive right in with item number one. It took a few last minute heroics, but the Baltimore Ravens knock off the Los Angeles Chargers. The Harbaugh goes once again to John, 3-0. Against his brother in the NFL. Lamar Jackson just 177 passing yards in this one, but he stuck two into the end zone. He also rushed for a tutty as well. It was Derrick Henry who was denied access to pay dirt, but still racked up 140 yards on 24 carries, averaged just a tick shy of 6 yards per carry. Justice Hill scored with 4 carries, 55 yards, including a 51-yard touchdown run that basically solidified this one. Justin Herbert, not a bad night, 21 of 38, 218, was playing from behind in the third and fourth quarter, meaning he had to throw a lot more than they wanted to. Just 20 rushing efforts for 83 yards for the Chargers. You stack that in comparison to a Ravens team that rushed for 212 yards, and that's a recipe for disaster for the Lightning Bolts of Los Angeles. The Ravens get the dub last night in a little Monday night football. Item number two on the water cooler cheat sheet, a pair of returns last night. One of them took place for the Boston Celtics as Kristaps Porzingis made his return last night for the Beantown Seas. He had himself a pretty good night overall, 16.6 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 block shots in just 23 minutes of action. The Celtics led by 29 at the half. They would end up running away from the Clippers. 126-94 was your final. Porzingis said, quote, "I felt great. It was a long rehab, and I was itching to get back out there with this team after winning a championship. It was a good beginning, good good first game back. It wasn't just Porzingis having his time on the offensive side. On the defensive side of the basketball, he was good as well. Held Ivica Zubac to just 23 points and 10 boards, but he was 2 of 8 from the field. 11 blocks for the Celtics last night, centering that defense around Porzingis. It was a season high in blocks for Boston. Over for Memphis, the Grizz got Ja Morant back last night. He missed 3 weeks with hip and pelvic muscle injuries. 123-98, a victory over the Trailblazers last night. The Grizz made Morant available less than 45 minutes before the game tipped off against Portland last night. Ja Morant had himself a pretty good game back, was all over the floor, knocking down threes, elevating for the dunks, 22 points, 11 assists in the contest for Ja Morant last night as he got back into the swing. Oh, thanks for the Grizz. I really hope that kid can keep his head on straight. I really hope that that kid doesn't lose his mind. I really hope that that suspension last year kind of fixed the mentality of Ja Morant, because this dude is face of the league talent. The problem is, I need him to keep his damn head on straight. You can't be the face of the league if your face is at home looking through anger management brochures because you keep screwing up and the league has enough of it. All right? Ja, my dog, my guy, my amigo. Get it together. Get it together. I am begging you to get it together. Please and thank you. And finally, item number 3 on the water cooler cheat sheet. We did not get to it yesterday. We know your college football playoff rankings come out tonight, but your AP Top 25, which is usually pretty indicative of what's coming down the pipe, has the Gamecocks at number 16, the Tigers at number 12. I have a conspiracy theory about why Clemson is ranked so high ahead of South Carolina. Do you want to hear what it is? Of course you do. Here's my conspiracy theory. By putting a two-loss Atlantic Coast Conference team there, and with the understanding that that two-loss Atlantic Coast Conference team finds themselves in a contest this weekend with a three-loss Southeastern Conference team, but a three-loss Southeastern Conference team that is playing some of the best football in that conference right now. If Clemson loses that game, do you know who stacked up right behind them? The number 13 ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, a three-loss SEC team. I'm telling you, the biggest what if in college football, South Carolina, what if they would have gone down to Tuscaloosa and got that dub against Alabama? They would have been in that spot. They would have been checked in at 13. Actually, they probably would have been even higher as a two-loss team. They would have probably been up there around Tennessee and Georgia 5-7, but doesn't matter. Bama's right there at 13. How many playoff spots are there? Everybody say it together. 12. That is absolutely correct. Now, we know that the 12 spot is not a guarantee to get in, because along with it being 12, the 5 highest ranked conference champions all get in as well, which means that as it stands right now, there's a conference champion out there that is ranked below 12. I don't know if it's going to be number 18 Tulane. I don't know if it's going to be number 23 Colorado. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know where they come from, that last team. What I do know is that 12 is not a guarantee. 12 is not a guarantee. But if Clemson loses that game and there's one more loss inside that top 12, whether it is Indiana, SMU, Miami, Tennessee, Georgia, that they can drop out, as I told you they would yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, this is structured, organized, and orchestrated to create a world in which the most watched college football program in America, the Alabama Crimson Tide, can still find their way in with 3 losses. Clemson gets the jump over Alabama so that the committee can say, welp, We didn't just automatically put Alabama in a playoff spot. Clemson had their chance to keep them out, and they failed to do it. That's on everybody else, not us. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but it feels to me. I've got my tinfoil cap on today. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, the text line is open, 71307. And boy, howdy, did some of you boys and girls blow it up during the break. I'll read some of the texts that you guys have sent in over the past few minutes of the show. Again, the Odyssey app is open right now with the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline. Go there. Click the circle microphone button on the Fan Upstate page and drop that hate about why that other team, you know, that other team over there, why they suck so bad. I want to hear it. I want the text. I want the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline popping on the Odyssey app this morning. Let's take a break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Join us on the live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Wants you to be a part of the action each and every morning. We stream all 4 hours of the show live, all 5 days a week when we work 5 days a week. We are not doing that this week as, obviously, Lonzo already out on vacation. We will be off on Thursday for Thanksgiving. We will be off on Friday as well. We will return next week. Then we have three consecutive weeks in a row of broadcasting before the holidays. When we get to the Christmas holidays, Lonzo and I will be here on, we'll be up through the 20th. We will be here the 23rd. We are off the 24th through 27th, so we will work a Monday. Then we will come back and work Monday, December 30th. We will be off the 31st and 1st, and then we will work the 2nd and 3rd after New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So there's your programming schedule, so no one is shocked and surprised when we get to that point. Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News joining us here in about a half an hour from right now to give us her thoughts on the Palmetto Bowl this weekend. We had John Blau from the Post and Courier yesterday giving us the Clemson perspective. Lulu will give us the Gamecock perspective coming up here in about half an hour. We also have Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. He'll be coming by at 8:40 to talk a little Carolina Panther football with us. And I do want to get to the Panthers coming up here in a little while because I've been telling you guys that rep the silver and blue for a hot minute. All you need is just a little patience. I can't whistle, but just pretend that I can. Okay. All right, let's get to some texts you guys have sent. The text line is open, 71307. Start your text with Fan FAM. We will read them on the radio broadcast. Here are some of the texts that you guys have sent in over the past handful of minutes. Texter said, "Hate week. The Coots. This is Tiger Country. Beamer and his tiny mouth can crawl back to the armpit of the state." Beamer and his tiny mouth. His tiny mouth. I don't think that's a line I've ever heard anybody drop before in a talk session. Also, the armpit of the state. I've been to Columbia a couple times. I don't feel like it's that bad. It's a beautiful campus. I will say the football stadium's in an interesting spot because it's just like in the midst of what feels like an industrial area of the city, right? It's just kind of like it's just planted there, but it's built up very nicely around it. Texas said, "We're not a title team anymore. We're just barely hanging around and will be until Dabo changes his ways or gets sent packing." That is from a Clemson fan. Lefty Tiger sent that text in. Said, "We will not be a national championship contender again until Dabo changes his ways or gets sent packing." Here's my question. Could the Cox help with that? Could the Cox accelerate that? If Shane goes out there and they knock off Clemson. I mean, listen, they're not going to fire the dude because he lost to a South Carolina team that's inside the top 25. They're not going to fire the dude because Clemson lost a football game. Okay? They're just not. But the ramifications of the L, and this is why I'm interested in this game. It is not so much because of this game. I mean, this game has obviously massive ramifications. It's not so much this game that I am concerned about. This game kind of is what it is, right? It is a playoff eliminator for Clemson. It could potentially serve, could potentially, probably not, but could potentially serve as a playoff qualifier for South Carolina. But it is not that that I am super concerned about in this moment. What I'm interested in is at a point in time where the national media, fairly or unfairly, I will leave that to you to decide. Fairly or unfairly, the national media is asking the question, is Clemson still relevant? Are they still relevant in the national discussion? Are they still a threat? Or is the dynasty cooked? Is the dynasty dead? And a part of that is not just going to be whether or not they win this football game. The reason this is going to be a question is because of the loss and the ramifications after it, should it happen. Shane Beamer's killing it on the recruiting trail right now. And as I've said to you a bunch of times, as a former college student myself, and a very good one, when it came to the partying, South Carolina has created this, if nothing else, image. That right now, Willie B is the place to be on Saturday evenings. Willie B is the spot. And if Clemson drops this game, I think that image solidifies a little bit. And if that image solidifies a little bit, and all of a sudden, a couple of those 3 and 4 and maybe the occasional 5 stars start changing off the Block C and heading over to the USC, does that accelerate that? I don't know. Cocky for a reason texted the show, said, preach, knower of ball, go Cox. I mean, again, I'm just giving you my outside in perspective. Texter said, Rob, you married a coot. Of course you're on their side. I'm not on their side. All right. Now, I am a believer in not happy wife, happy life. I'm a believer in happy spouse, happy house. Of course I want my lady to be happy on college football Saturday. Mainly because if my lady's happy on college football Saturday, I'm happy on college football Saturday nights. You get me. Wink, wink. Oh, my mom's not listening yet. You get the point, right? Of course I'm pulling for her. But when I sit on this microphone, as I have from the beginning, I just want good football. I want the teams to be good. I want the games to be good, because if they are, you guys stay around longer. And if you stay around longer, I make more money. And I promise the only thing that I want more than your happiness, dear listener, is a fat wallet. All right? It's fat wallet. That's the only thing I'm looking for. Texture said, Rob Brown, it's the changing of the guard in this great state. Clemson is cooked, and it's just a matter of time before everybody else realizes it. Cox by 90. I'm taking your smat talk and trying to turn it into the bona fide version of the discussion. But in this case, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. I'm not saying it is the changing of the guard in the great state of South Carolina. What I'm saying is the national perspective is that it feels like the changing of the guard in the great state of South Carolina. And that if Clemson drops this game to the Cox this weekend, the guard may very well be changed. It's just one game, but it may very well be changed. Keith and TR says, Rob's spitting this morning. I mean, I spit every morning, but I'm in a vibe this morning. What do you want? Lefty Tiger texts the show, said they got to do a light show in the stadium because the product on the field is, and I quote directly, dog doo-doo. Dog is what Lefty Tiger's saying there. Listen, I mean, say it how you want to say it. And I know that South Carolina is not the only program that is doing this. I saw a lot of light and music shows around the landscape of college football these last couple of Saturday nights. But they jumped up in terms of the production value of that. And as somebody who pays attention to production value in games, because, you know, I kind of do that to some degree, it's attention grabbing. And if it grabs the attention of a 39, nearly 40-year-old man who is ordinarily in pajama pants by 8:15 p.m. on a nightly basis, I promise you, it grabs the attention of a 17-year-old kid who's trying to make the decision of where he wants to go play his ball. When the cheerleaders and the dance team are on the sidelines spinning circles and the lights come down and the sandstorm goes up, they're paying attention. They're paying attention. Look, I've only been to 3 Clemson games since I moved here. And I'm going to tell you this, and I am not trying to pick a side. I am just giving you my experience. I have been to 3 Clemson games. I have been to 3 South Carolina games, 2 with the lady, 1 as a member of the press. South Carolina puts on a more exciting game day production. I'm not saying the football team's been better. I'm saying South Carolina puts on a better game day environment in my experience, which is limited. I've been to 3. One of them was Clemson at South Carolina, which is the game that they're going to break out the good stuff. Now, with that being said, Clemson beat the absolute dog doo-doo out of them that game. So all that energy and hype and excitement, the air went out of the balloon really rapidly. That's what tends to happen when you get your asses whiffed on your own field. The air tends to come out of the balloon. But the production value is there, and there's something to be said about it. Texter said, dang, Rob, I didn't think you could ride that Carolina any harder. We know who you're pulling for. I'm not. Do you? This is one of the problems I have with college football fans. One of the problems I have with college football fans, and I think you're doing this, Texter, with all due respect, which is a lot. I appreciate you being here. This isn't a shot nor an attack or anything like that. It's just my point of view. I think one of the things that makes college football so entertaining, but sometimes frustrating to do this job, is that there are a lot of college football fans that believe that if you are not telling me how great my program is, it means you hate us. If you're not saying Clemson by 1,000, what you're really saying is, I love South Carolina. And that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. I don't have a dog in the fight other than my wife. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't think you understand. Do you understand? For the record, Texter, if we want to keep it a buck, it's better for me if Clemson wins. You understand me? It is better for me if Clemson wins. If I have a dog in this fight, that dog is Clemson. You know why it's better for me if Clemson wins? Because if Clemson wins this game, they're in the playoffs. If South Carolina wins this game, they're not in the playoffs. Not only are they not in the playoffs, but if South Carolina wins this game, they're not in the playoffs, and Clemson's not in the playoffs. I have a chance to have one of the teams that I cover very closely end up in the playoffs this year. Do you know how good it would be for me if the Tigers are in the playoffs? Because if the Tigers are in the playoffs, then the folks downstairs are going to call me and they're going to go, hey, Rob Brown, round number 1, December, whatever night it is, We need you over at Three Friends Bar and Grill, the official lunchtime destination of the Rob Brown Show, doing a remote. We need you out there hyping up the game. We need you out there on remote, giving people a place to come watch. We need you out there on remote, making us look good while the Tigers go try to win another natty. Texter, I don't have a dog in the fight, and if I did, that dog would be Clemson. They'll make me more money. I'm not riding at anybody's thing. I'm simply telling you what I think the stakes of the game are. And the stakes of the game are this. You win, you're in the playoffs. You win, you're in the playoffs. I believe that, which is good for me. You win, you're in the playoffs. You lose, and I think the narrative, and I think you've got to have like the world's biggest blinders on. If you can't see that the national discussion about your football team is whether or not you are still relevant in the upper echelon of college football, that is the discussion happening nationally. And see, while you, and I think fairly so, want to say, who the hell cares what the discussion is nationally, right? Who cares what some writers or some TV talking heads up in New York City or out in Los Angeles, California, have to say about us? That's fair. Who cares? The kids you want to come play football. The kids you want to come play football at your school, because they're on the TikTok and they're on the Instagram and they're on the Twitter and the X and the Blue Sky and the Facebook and all the other social media. And when they get on there, Do you think they are coming across you asking the question, who cares about the local media? Or do you think that they are coming across the national talking head and all that social media leverage they have jumping on and saying, Clemson ain't it anymore? And do you think that has an impact? I'm not picking a side. I'm just telling you what the discussion is, what the narrative is, and that the narrative matters. Beat South Carolina, that narrative goes away a little bit. Texas said if they put three ACC teams in and three or less SEC teams in this playoff, the committee loses any relevance, claiming strength of schedule matters. I actually don't disagree. The ACC is not that good. Texas said name the best wins you can for Miami, SMU, and Clemson, then make the case for the ACC. You can't. I didn't say that at all. I've been saying all season, I think that there is one ACC team going. I've been saying all season, I think the ACC champion goes and nobody else. It's either Miami or SMU. Now, I will say that got a little bit more interesting with the Southeastern Conference handing out a bunch of third losses this past weekend. I think that got a little interesting because I've been saying all year, I think a two-loss SEC team will likely get the boost that puts them over a one-loss ACC team. I do not think a three-loss SEC team is getting the bump over a one-loss ACC team. So maybe that's the thing. Texter says, there's not enough sweaty Gamecocks to drive Dabo away, and Columbia is the worst place in America. It's a filthy, hot city. I dig it. Texas said when South Carolina and Clemson are both ranked, then South Carolina is 5-1. Make that 6-1 after this weekend. Go Cox. Texas said plot twist, South Carolina blows out Clemson and Auburn beats Alabama and we're in. Keith and TR. Keith, appreciate that text. I would hang out though. I wouldn't necessarily take that to the bank just yet. Oh, we got to go to a break, don't we? I forgot we got another break. Let's do that. Let's go to a break. We'll finish up these texts. I completely thought this was the last segment of the hour. Turns out I'm an idiot, ladies and gentlemen. Keith, I'm going to respond to that when we come back because the response is, no, you're not. There's like three other games you need help. I'll tell you what the dream scenario is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Keith and TR texted the show just a minute ago, and said, plot twist, South Carolina blows out Clemson, Alabama loses to Auburn, and South Carolina is in the playoffs. I would respectfully, Keith, slow your roll just a little bit. Because, again, I have said a number of times, there is a chance that South Carolina gets in. Chance. But, like, there's also a chance that I win the Powerball, right? There's also a chance, and you'll know if I win the Powerball, because you'll never hear my ass again. I will disappear off the face of the planet, all right? I'm gone. You'll never hear from me again. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that Tahiti sounds wonderful is all I'm saying. All right. So here are some of the things that need to play out, Keith, for you to get in. I'm going to see how many doors I can open here. Number one, Oregon is in. I don't care if they lose their last two games. They're in. Number two, Ohio State. They are likely going to be in. Because there's no, I don't see a world in which the Buckeyes lose to Michigan, and they have not officially punched a Big Ten title shot yet, mainly because they got to beat Michigan. But Ohio State goes to the Big Ten title game and they lose to Oregon for a second time. That's where it might get interesting. A three-loss team, but one of those three is in a conference championship game. I don't know how that plays out. Texas, South Carolina, you got to be hoping that AU whoop Texas. And number two, that A&M beats Texas this weekend in the rivalry game. And Texas gets waxed in the SEC championship game. Because I do not think that the conference championship game loser is going to be punished with the same viciousness as somebody who loses the last week of the regular season. I think there will be a punishment, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as it has been in years gone by. I think there's probably a little bit more forgiveness for participating in and losing, unless you get that ass whooped. So you got to hope Texas A&M ends up beating Texas, and Texas as a two-loss team, if they are in the SEC championship game, get hammered. Penn State probably in. Probably in are the Nittany Lions. Penn State's got Maryland this weekend. They're going to be 11-1. I don't see them losing to Maryland, even though they got into a fist fight this weekend. Indiana is 10-1. What happens with Indiana? What happens? If they beat Purdue by 50 this weekend, and I think they will, one of my favorite bets for the weekend is Indiana to cover. I think Indiana's going to beat Purdue by 100. I don't think this game is going to be anywhere close to a game. They are 29.5-point favorites, and I may take the cover because I think Kurt Cignetti runs it up. Doesn't matter what happens to them. I think Notre Dame is probably in over South Carolina as a two-loss team. Alabama is a three-loss team after their L this weekend. Hammered this past weekend. You need Auburn to beat Alabama. Because I'm telling you right now, you lost to Alabama. Even if it's close, Alabama has the heads-up victory. That's going to get them in. So you need them to get hammered by Auburn. I think you need either Miami or SMU to lose in the regular season and then beat the other one in the ACC title game. Because I think if both of those teams end in an ACC title game, I think the winner is in. And I think it's possible a two-loss ACC team sneaks in at 12. I think you need one to lose in the regular season to become a 10-2 team. And I think you need them to beat the horse snot out of the other team in the ACC title game. I think that might open up some room. I think Ole Miss probably lost enough. And if South Carolina beats Clemson this weekend, I think that victory over a now AP top 12 team, I think that victory would jump you over Ole Miss. Now, it wouldn't hurt you if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl. But I think it's enough to jump them. You need Boise State to lose. You need, again, you got SMU ahead of you. You need probably, I mean, BYU's taking back-to-back losses now. I think a three-loss SEC. And again, I think a three-loss SEC team isn't going to have to do a whole hell of a lot to get over a two-loss team out of the Mountain West, out of the Big 12, out of the Pac-2, out of the ACC. I think a two-loss team, a regular season two-loss team for any other conference will get jumped by a three-loss SEC team, especially if that three-loss SEC team had, what was it, four out of their last five against top 25 teams? Four out of their last five against top 25 teams and won them all. I think they'll jump that. So I don't know how that plays out. Here's what I do know, Gamecock fans. If I was you, I would not get fixated on being a playoff team. If I was you, I would not go into this game with the approach of we are playing for our playoff lives. And I would hope that Shane and the gang aren't taking that mentality into this. That's not what you're playing for. If it happens, it happens, right? Great. If it happens, it happens. Spectacular. You're the hottest team going into the playoffs if you beat Clemson. What I would approach this game is, this is an opportunity at a spot where the national media has turned on Clemson. At a spot where I've got Clemson fans texting the show saying, we won't win another natty until Dabo changes his ways or, and I quote, we send his ass packing. At a point in time where the good vibes in Clemson, South Carolina are being questioned right now, this is your opportunity to flip the state or at least make people feel like you are in the process of doing it. That's what you're playing for. Let Clemson play for their playoff lives. And Clemson fans, you are. You are playing for your playoff lives this weekend. I think with a win over South Carolina, you're in. You are playing for your lives. Gamecocks, don't approach it that way. Because you're not. You're not. You have a Powerball chance. You're going to need like seven games to go your way. Powerball chance to get in. Play to prove to recruits around the state that your school's the football school now. That's what you're playing for. All right, when we come back, Lulu Kesson from the Greenville News going to chat with us about this Gamecock v. Tigers contest on Saturday. Rashad Beard at 840 talks Carolina Panthers. All of that coming up after this sports flash here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Clemson men's basketball team knocked off the San Francisco Dons last night, 70-55 in the Sunshine Slam tournament down in Florida. Tigers led by Ann Schifflin's 18, and as a team shot 48% from the floor, over 41% from range. Clemson also tallied 40 rebounds while allowing the Dons just 23. Lamont Paris Gamecocks fell to number 22 Xavier last night, 75-66. South Carolina had only three players in double-digit points and only 15 points off the bench. They were out-rebounded by Xavier 41-31 while shooting 42% from the floor and just 4 of 17 from behind the arc. The Carolina Hurricanes picked up win number 15 with a come-from-behind 6-4 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Carolina trailed 3-1 to start the third period, but scored 5 in the final frame to steal the win. Sebastian Aho, Seth Jarvis, Martin Natchez, Andre Svechnikov, Brent Burns, and Shane Gottesbier all scored while the defense allowed just 19 shots to Dallas. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 for our brand-new local show, Wire to Wire, with Cole Bryson and Diesel right here on the Fan Upstate.